Welcome to episode 2123 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley. How are you doing today? I welcome you as you give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. And as you get ready to settle yourself down and meditate, or maybe as you go about your day and simply do the meditation technique I share with you today, it's all good. Honor yourself exactly where you are. I remember for myself, I didn't start meditating where I would sit down and formally meditate for a couple years after I was exposed to meditation. It took me a while to slow down and begin to notice that inner stillness within myself, to where I wanted more and more, to where I would meditate longer and longer. So it's a journey, it's a process, and you are in the right place. In today's episode, you're going to be guided in what I consider to be one of the most valuable techniques you could include on your meditation journey, and that is when you reflect on your week. If you could do this nightly as you go to bed at night, this can be a ritual that brings so much awareness and insight into how you live your life. In fact, many great spiritual leaders are reported to do this exact technique, including the Dalai Lama. We continue with our theme this week, where we are exploring the yamas of the Yoga Sutras. The Yoga Sutras, it's a great work written by the ancient Indian sage Patanjali. And he shares yamas as a way to rightly live your life. Yoga means union. And when you begin to practice the different sutras, the yamas being one limb of entire concept on how to live your life, you do begin to notice some subtle shifts in your focus, in your energy, in your joy, your happiness. And this ancient wisdom is what we so badly need in these modern times we're living during, no less, a global pandemic. So I want to share with you a quote from Patanjali. He says, "Aversion is a form of bondage. We are tied to what we hate or fear. That is why in our lives, the same problem, the same danger or difficulty will present itself over and over again in various prospects, as long as we continue to resist or run away from it instead of examining it and solving it." So you might consider meditation and some of these more introspective rituals as being a way of escape, but really it's a way of becoming even clearer of your own inner truth. It's a way of showing up for yourself that's real and raw and eternal. Your inner truth is there regardless of what's going on in the world around you, outside of you. You still have an internal part of you that is your unique inner truth. And this is what you focus on and draw out more and more each time you sit down to meditate. So you face your fears head on and process them. And that's what you'll be doing in the meditation technique I share with you today. If you want more, you're ready for sitting down for 30 minutes to be guided in a meditation. I have a meditation app called the Sip and Om Meditation App, and you can try it for 2 weeks free just to see if you want a little more in regard to your meditation ritual. You get a journal and a guide with each week's series, and again, it's the Sip and Om Meditation App. So as you get ready to relax your mind and body, notice where you hold tension today. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, begin to notice yourself calm down at your own pace, not forcing your breath in any way. Unfold naturally to your state of inner peace today. And bring to mind fear, anxiety that you might be experiencing these days. And notice where you may harbor this within you. Notice if there's an emotion attached to tension or tightness you feel in your body. Now reflect back over your week, this week, where you have explored restraint, brahmacharya, the fourth yama of the Yoga Sutras, letting go of habits and thoughts and actions and words that hold you back from your truth. That was your challenge this week, your quest. As you reflect back over your week, think about the times it was difficult to simplify your life or to restrain your habits and thoughts and actions that may be harmful or unproductive. Just reflect on the moments that come instantly to your mind. No shame, no judgment, just observe. This awareness is powerful. Think about what you would have done differently. You may notice your emotions rise and fall as you reflect on how you lived your life this past week. Allow yourself to process these emotions. Let them flow. Now think about this past week and the times where you felt aligned with your inner nature, where you held back, when you had restraint. When maybe you took something complicated and made it simple. When maybe you would have lashed out at someone, but instead you had compassion. Bring these moments to mind. Embrace them. Honor all your experiences this week. And then at some point, break away and allow yourself simply to be, enjoying these beautiful sensations you've created. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's meditation series with you. You are so worth slowing down for.